up to you and me to shine a guiding light and lead the way. United by our cause, we have the power to pursue what we believe. We'll achieve the realization of our dreams.
Hello there, Vaughan Bennison. Thanks for joining me for this edition of New Horizons. This week we go back to the New South Wales Australian Capital Territory State Division of Blind Citizens Australia. We're going to hear two feature presentations now. Firstly, Graham Innes, who was, and I suppose is still, the chair of Blind Citizens New South Wales, at least until that organisation is completely wound up. Following that, we'll hear from Joanna Doronovo, who, as you know by now, is the chair of the new state division.
BCA still has an important relic of Shirley House. One of the first things that I did when I went to Shirley House was go out onto the back, in the back room of Shirley House, and someone pointed out to me this big map on the wall, and it's a map of the Sydney rail system with all of the stations. There's been a few new lines put in now that aren't on the map, but it was made back in the 50s or 60s. And its purpose was to help people who are blind or vision impaired to learn their way around travelling around Sydney. And so the map shows all the railway lines with the stations marked in Braille. And I remember spending a good bit of time with that map the first time I went there, just reinforcing my knowledge of the rail system in Sydney. Because, of course, trains are such an important part of the lives of blind people who don't drive. My wife tells me that my navigation in Sydney is pretty hopeless because I only know the train line. So unless we can drive along a train line, I can't direct her very well, apparently. But that's an important piece of the history as well. And one of the things that the State Committee has been talking about is what we're going to do with that map. Because it's spending its time sitting in the BCNSW and now the BCA office. And we're hoping to have it displayed somewhere, either in the Mitchell Library or the Powerhouse Museum or one of the places like that, as a real example of the independence of blind people, having something like that developed so that we could learn to utilise the public transport system. And that's an ongoing piece of the history as well that we want to honour, as well as the podcasts that have already been mentioned. As many of you know, I and the Committee of Blind Citizens New South Wales, along with the BCA Committee, worked hard to achieve the consolidation of the organisations that we have. And that's because we realised that the tasks we have to do are many, and the resources with which we have to do them are few, and the best use of those resources was to put them all together. And there was no better example of that than when I was talking to Crystal the other day, and we had for months while Crystal was Executive Officer of Blind Citizens New South Wales, distributed a newsletter to about 100 people, 110, 100, it sat around that number, who were the members of the association. And Crystal told me in a rather tired voice the other day that she had sent out invitations to this launch to over 600 BCA members in New South Wales and the ACT. And that really just demonstrates the importance of the consolidation work that we've done. On behalf of the committee, thank you for the opportunity to serve in this way, and I look forward to going forward with all of you as a consolidated organisation. Thanks very much.
Blind Citizens Australia CEO, Emma Bennison.
Thanks very much, Graham. It's really great to have worked with Graham and the management committee, but most particularly with Graham to achieve the consolidation. And Graham's not getting away scot-free. He's still a member of the State Division Committee. In fact, he's the treasurer and secretary from memory. We remembered the other day that he was the secretary. We'd forgotten. it's all right. The committee's being very well run. I just want to reassure the membership. There's no issues. Everyone knows what they're doing and they turn up on time. So it's all good. What I'd like to do now, because I think there's been enough said about the State Division. Everybody knows what it is and why it exists. So I'd like to introduce Joanna Doronovo, who is the chair of the State Division Committee, just to talk a bit about the committee and a bit about, give you a bit of an introduction to the upcoming state convention. Thanks, Joanna.
You step back.
The committee is made up of myself, Graham, who is the treasurer and secretary, Susan Thompson, Bill McHenry, Stephen Belbin, Mari Shang. Am I missing someone? Justin, of course, sorry. And as our ACT person. And we meet at the moment about every month. We had a planning day back in February, which is where we developed our state plan, which Crystal and Sally are going to tell you a little bit about in a minute. But what I wanted to tell you about that plan is that, because it links into convention as well, is that we did a lot of thinking, and at the planning day we had BCA board members from New South Wales and the ACT, we had our State Division Committee and BCA staff, and we were talking a lot about what do we do with this committee, because we've never had a division before, what does this mean? And we're not an operational committee or division, so the board and Emma, as our CEO, still run the sort of operational side of the organisation. So how can we deliver sort of strategic leadership, and where do we take this? So it's actually quite exciting because we're sort of in uncharted territory and we've got a lot of scope to do different things and to take it in different directions. And I suspect that will sort of be happening over, you know, the next months and possibly early years of the division in terms of what we actually make it. Because New South Wales and the ACT have already a fairly strong coordination under the New South Wales ACT Coordinating Committee and very active branches, and we don't want to take away from any of that. So it's trying to find ways where we can actually value add to what's already happening. And so a lot of the thinking was about what can we bring from the two organisations and what's important to guide us going into the future. And I think there were a couple of themes that came out very strongly, and a couple of those have already been mentioned. So one is that sense of history and wanting to preserve the history and the ethos of both organisations, and that's where our legacy project has come from, which Graham and John have mentioned before. But also we talked a lot about community and that sense that part of being involved in these organisations is about being part of a blindness community. And of course, as technology changes and communication changes, that's being taken away from physical spaces into other spaces like the internet and podcasting and all those sorts of all of those means of communications. And I think there's some real opportunities there to actually strengthen our sense of community across New South Wales and the ACT. So when we came to actually thinking of convention, and so the convention committee is myself, Stephen, Justin Simpson from the ACT. We've now also got Prue Watt on board. We've got Lynn Davis. And I'm missing someone again. Vicky, thank you. Vicky Sheeran from the ACT. And so we started thinking about what do we want convention to be? And it's interesting that as plans have evolved and we're sort of at the stage now of drafting our program and finalising our theme, what's really come to the surface is that we wanted to focus on what can sometimes appear as the little things that we overlook, but that actually give us, that make our life meaningful and easy and give us a sense of belonging. And so a lot of our workshops are going to be focusing on things like Life Hacks, which is something that was very much a part of Blind Citizens New South Wales general meetings and other activities in the past couple of years, where we talked and shared people's knowledge of ways to basically make your life easier, whether it be grooming, cooking, housework, note-taking, all sorts of things where people can actually just share information. Because certainly my experience as a blind person is that most of the useful knowledge I've gained about tips and tricks and gadgets has been from other blind people. It hasn't been through some kind of magic instruction manual that's lying somewhere. It's been by actually having that peer communication and support. So some of our workshops are going to focus on that. But we also wanted to think about, well, what is it that fosters our sense of belonging? And so we're looking at a workshop, for example, on our caring role, caring for children, caring for family members, caring for friends and each other, but also accessing those sort of day-to-day things like banking. So controversial topic at the moment. So that's kind of where the convention is shaping up. We're also looking at, for the first time in state convention, having a structured fun activity, which should be a lot more fun than it sounds. But we'll have the staple convention dinner and so on. We're also hoping, and we'll be releasing information about that probably in the next few weeks. So we should have our theme and draft program out to the lists and so on very shortly. It's being held in Newcastle. I should say the dates and times, shouldn't I? It's being held in Newcastle on the 27th and 28th of October at this very spot. There'll be things going on the list, but if you are interested in participating, if you're interested in helping out, presenting a session, chairing a session, providing entertainment, please contact me through the office or contact any member of our organising committee. We're also looking at having sort of a wider program of... we wanted to make it a bit of a month of activities, because the reality is that even if we get massive attendance at convention, it might only be 1/10 or so of members in New South Wales and the ACT. And so we really wanted to encourage people throughout the month of October, people and branches, to organise their own events so that it's a bit of a, we called it spring into action, given it's in spring, a spring into action month. So again, if you're interested in hosting an activity in your area, either liaise with your local branch or with the organising committee. And that's probably all from me. So thank you.
And that's it for this week's program. I do hope you've enjoyed it. If you'd like to get in touch with Blind Citizens Australia, call 1-800-033-660, 1-800-033-660 during office hours. Of course, you can get information if you ring after hours from the new telephone information service, which is currently in the process of being updated. If you'd like to email them, you can do so. bca@bca.org.au is the address, bca@bca.org.au. If you'd like to provide any feedback on New Horizons, new.horizons@bca.org.au is the email address to facilitate that. new.horizons@bca.org.au. Don't forget that Blind Citizens Australia relies on donations from its members and from the general community. If you'd like to donate to BCA, have a look at the website. There's a myriad of ways in which you can donate to the organisation. Until next week, though, take care.
We'll achieve the realisation of our dreams. Of our dreams.